Culture Club on 95 BFM Breakfast, your guide to the best of the Auckland Arts Festival.
Ooh, new sting, new segment.
I didn't have the headphones on.
You can hear this funky bed music though.
Oh my god.
Hello again, Zoe.
Oh, I'm back for more.
She's back for more. We're talking theatre and we're not alone. We've got Fussy in the studio.
Yo, what's up?
Fussy Amosa, welcome to BFM.
Yes, thank you.
So Culture Club is a new segment that we've got where we are focusing on what is happening at the Auckland Arts Festival. And
nice.
There is so much cool stuff happening, including your fantastic play, which we're talking about this morning, Upu.
Yeah.
Yes, we are talking about that today, which is going to be in the Rangatira stage in Q Theatre.
Yep.
So when I was reading about this, there was this beautiful quote right at the beginning of the blurb.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, "Come home to the sea, she has a big heart, she adopts anyone who loves her." Can you discuss how this intertwines with Upu and why it was chosen?
Well, I mean, the show has a lot of heart, and mm-hmm. it is, and all these, and for those of you who don't know, the show is a poetry theatre show where we've sourced poetry from all around the Moana, mm-hmm. All over the Pacific, and put them together in some kind of sort of cohesive narrative and flow,
yep.
sort of given it the theatre treatment. And so these poems are from all over the ocean. They're full of heart, and I think just everyone will relate to them. And one of the biggest things that people get from this show is getting perspectives that they haven't gotten from, voices that they haven't heard before. But when they hear them, you're like, I get where you're coming from. I mm-hmm. totally understand you. And it helps to make a very big world a lot smaller because we just become more connected.
Totally.
And I guess, about these voices that haven't, been heard as much as they should have. We spent ages all through school and beyond studying the work of, poetry by white, predominantly English poets like Shakespeare and Wordsworth.
Mm.
I mean, how do you think society, particularly here in Aotearoa, would change or benefit if that stage was shared more with Pacifica and Māori poets?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it just like I said, when you hear what other people's stories, you relate more, and you go, well, all these borders and things that have been imposed on us, and all these differences, start to melt away when you understand what that inside that person's head and that person's head were actually all similar, So, and it's quite interesting that you bring that up because. One of the things that's not lost on me in the show is that while all these poets come from all over the Pacific, mm-hmm. All of them work with English as a medium. Because
right.
every single culture in the Pacific or every culture has their own oratory tradition. Say, for example, in Samoa, they don't necessarily write poetry, but mm-hmm. The oratory of the chiefs is poetry when you
totally.
Listen to it. It's almost Shakespearean. It's Samoan, but it's a different language.
Mm.
And the images and the poetry of it is so incredible. But that's their form of poetry. Do you know what I mean? And now we see now that there are some Pacific poets who are writing in their own language. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's cool that we get to, that all these poets have mastered English in a way to share their Pacific perspectives on how they see things. And so it's awesome for someone like me and Grace to be able to pull those things together and then present them in a in this way.
Because yeah. I think we often forget to think about New Zealand as a Pacific island and being part of Moana Nui Akiwa, the bigger picture, as you were saying. But of course we are so very much part of this, and kind of bringing this all together seems like a really fantastic way of reminding people, that this is all our cultural identity as a nation as well.
Absolutely. And working on the show, it really sort of highlighted things as well where one of the themes from Albert Wentz Towards a New Oceania, which we drew themes from to collect these poems from, was this idea of participating in our own belittlement. And that sort of really struck a chord in me. Where am I participating in my own belittlement? Where are we doing it? And things like this phrase, Māori and Pacific, already has a divide in there. Do you know what I mean? Inherent in it. And it's things like that that we go, oh, wow, in really small ways, we participate in our own belittlement and division. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So it's quite interesting. And I guess it's up to the academics and the thinkers to go, well, in terms of like, well, how do we unpack
reframe
or deal with that
unpacking,
or reframe that?
Yeah.
And,
It's going to be really amazing, I think.
That sounds beautiful. How did it sort of come to be? You've mentioned before that it's had quite a few runs in the Matariki season at Basement. I mean, how did it all start right at the very beginning?
Well, right at the very beginning, I did a show with Auckland Theatre Company with Grace, and they were attempting to take, and Grace is a poet herself, Grace Taylor, a lot of you might know her. She had a whole body of work that she wanted to turn into a theatre show, and so a bunch of actors were brought on to workshop this thing. Cool. So how do we turn this work into a theatre work? And through that, I was introduced to poetry because I'd never read poetry before, you know, since a kid.
I think people often have like a bit of a wall with poetry. It feels like this weird and sort of like hard to understand or hard to relate to thing. But once you kind of scratch the surface, it's so emotional.
Yeah, you know, like the last time I read poetry was when I was a kid. And then the next time I touched, came into contact with it, it was like Sam Hunt in the 90s doing like Toyota ads, you know, like and then that kind of became the way you did poetry. You know, no matter what was in front of you,
you don't have a beer in one hand and a car in the other.
Talking about your car. And so we did that, and so I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like poetry, I was like, this is incredible how lean this art form is. And in terms of like, you know, they can say more in two lines than most plays can say in a whole scene. But part of that is that's the point, you know. And I came out of that process going, well, theatre is professional beating around the bush until you get to the point where poetry just kind of cuts straight to it. And that was really awesome. And then I asked myself, how come I've never come into contact with poetry, and how come I've never heard of these, you know? Grace was going, oh, we've got like literary superstars, like people that are recognized all over the world. I'm like, how come I don't know about that? How come I've been in the theater for like 18 years, never heard of these people? And these are all like, you know, Pacific, you know, academics. And that's where it was, it's like they were academics. It's like, I've never been to university. They sort of hung out in this space, and that space didn't never crossed over with theater space. So I was like, well, I can do that. Like, I can cross that over because I know people who don't read poetry, but they come to the Basement. You know, so I was like, well, like, if I can bring that off the shelf and connect it with them, then that's kind of, you know,
merging of two different worlds.
And so we came up with this concept. So, Grace, you find me some cool poems. I'll jam them together and find sort of a through line and a, you know, themes and stuff like that. And I'll get actors to perform because I know that they're really good at connecting with emotion on text and bringing it to, you know, to life. And then so we just did that, got a whole bunch of friends together who were like keen to do it for no money and just go, let's just try this concept.
Let's try it out.
And it went really well, you know, and people really got to connect with really, really awesome poetry. And so and then it just grew from there. Every time we did a version of it, we'd try something new. Like the original show for Upo Mai Whetu Mea Fol, which is, we chopped the show in half and we got the poems and we sent them out to young Pacific poets and to write response poems to them, and then we performed them side by side. So then we were connecting an older generation with a younger generation and seeing their, hearing their voice in response to all these ideas from, so it was really cool.
I think that's the first like place that I kind of crossed paths with Grace Taylor's work, was through her stuff with the young like stand up and spoken word poetry community, and going to some of those things and being like, wow, this woman is championing all of these young people doing awesome stuff. So be able to kind of like, I guess, use that ethos and bring poetry into like a big, broader theatre space is really special.
And part of the cool thing about this show is that it helps sort of encourage young, you know, Pacific writers as well to reconnect them to a larger tradition, you know, so that they are aware that they're not alone and they're part of a tradition of writers that have, you know, come before them, and that they can feel confident and just keep pushing that boat out and just keep, you know, just keep doing it.
So if people want to come and see Upo, where and when and how can they do that, Zoe?
Well, you guys open on March the 5th and it runs until the 15th, so you've got quite a few opportunities to go see it. It's going to be sometimes at 7:30, sometimes at 8. Tickets are pretty decent, $35 to $55 for like this poetry sound design set extravaganza.
Awesome.
And again, the Rangatira stage in Q Theatre.
It's going to be so special.
It sounds amazing. Mm.
Thank you so much for coming and chatting really to us about it this morning.
No worries. And is there like a special discount for...
I think there is a discount for under 30s.
$25 if you're under 30.
Primo. That's cheap as.
Amazing.
Yeah, take your mates and head along. It's going to be wonderful. If you think you don't like poetry, I reckon this is the one for you to go to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Test yourself out.
I think it's going to be really special. So thank you so much for coming and speaking to us this morning, Bussy.
Hey, no worries. Thank you.
And thank you very much, Zoe.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll see you next Friday for News, Theatre and Culture Club.
Oh, that's it, baby.
Radio Day.
Culture Club on 95 BFM Breakfast. Book now at aaf.co.nz.
It's going to be a very